USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden will seek to release nearly all available coronavirus vaccine doses to accelerate distribution. That's according to his transition team. That's a shift from the Trump administration's policy of holding back stock for second doses. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire on the news out of the Biden camp.
We have administered about 28% of the doses that have been sent out. So just by sending out more doses right now, that's not going to fix the problem. That's not going to fix the bottleneck that's occurring all across the nation in getting the vaccine in the arms of Americans.
Dr. Sapphire speaking there on Fox News. Senior defense officials say the U.S. Capitol Police rejected offers of federal manpower at the Capitol building during the formal counting of electoral votes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn says states need to begin expanding who receives the first round of COVID-19 vaccines.
A number of the states have about 30 to 35% utilization of the existing vaccine supplies. So we're encouraging those states to broaden the criteria for administration.
Hahn, speaking in Washington, D.C. during an online forum, says a number of states have only been using 30% of vaccine supplies. States like Texas and Michigan are starting to vaccinate people 65 and older. Los Angeles Dodgers Hall of Fame manager Tommy Lasorda has died. The Dodgers releasing a statement Friday morning saying that Lasorda suffered a sudden cardiopulmonary arrest at his home last night. He was pronounced dead at a hospital shortly before 11 o'clock Pacific time. Lasorda spent 71 seasons with the Dodgers organization. Tommy Lasorda was 93. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A House vote to impeach President Trump could come as soon as next week. If not impeached, others are talking about using the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office. Georgetown Law Professor Jonathan Turley on the logistics of the 25th Amendment.
Well, it can happen. It's just extremely unlikely. Keep in mind that the act has a four-day period where the president can then object. They then renew essentially that disability claim, and they get 4 days of vote in Congress. So there's an eight-day period folded into this, which is sort of a process period. So you're talking about running this to the very end and effectively removing him within a couple of days of his leaving office, you know, 4 or 5 days before he's leaving office. And that's even assuming you have the merits. You've got to be very careful with this. When you start to remove presidents for what you perceive as a mental disability, it is a standard that can easily be abused. This is about constitutional faults, not character faults. And it's very dangerous if you start to say, well, I just view him as unstable, unless you've got very strong grounds.
The wild card round of the NFL playoffs begin on Saturday with 3 games. Game 1 just after 1 o'clock Eastern time will see the Buffalo Bills host the Indianapolis Colts. The nightcap on Saturday is the Washington football team hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.